between energy and matter. Each of these paradigm shifts took some time to penetrate the scientific community, and even longer to become accepted by the general public. Viruses of the mind and the whole science of mimetics represent a major paradigm shift in the science of the mind. Because understanding this new science involves a significant change in the way people think, it's been difficult for them to grasp. As with any paradigm shift, mimetics doesn't fit into our existing way of looking at things, of understanding the world. If you're willing to set aside your current thinking long enough to consider four concepts, some or all of which may be new to you, you'll be rewarded with an understanding of mimetics. The first concept, the star of the show, is the meme. The meme, M-E-M-E, is the basic building block of culture in the same way the gene is the basic building block of life. Memes are not only the building blocks of culture on a large scale, making up countries, languages, and religions, but also on a small scale. Memes are the building blocks of your mind, the programming of your mental computer. Second is the concept of virus. It's well known that viruses exist in biology and in the world of computers. Now we'll see they also show up in the world of mind and culture, the world of mimetics. I'll draw parallels between the three different universes that viruses live in to show what we can expect from mind viruses in the future. The third concept that contributes to this paradigm shift is evolution. Evolution is one of those words that many people use, thinking they are talking about the same thing, but really having different ideas of what it means. The fourth concept necessary to understanding mind viruses is the new science of evolutionary psychology. This field examines the biases and mechanisms of our minds that evolved to support our survival and reproduction. Mimetics builds on these four conceptual blocks to form a new paradigm of how culture evolved and is evolving. It illuminates a major decision point for humanity. Will we allow natural selection to evolve us randomly without regard for our happiness, satisfaction, or spirit? Or will we seize the reins of our own evolution and pick a direction for ourselves? Mimetics gives us the knowledge and power to direct our own evolution more than we've done at any time in history. A mind virus is not spread by sneezing like the flu or by sex like AIDS. It's not a physical thing. Mind viruses are spread by something as simple as communicating. In a way, mind viruses are the price of one of the freedoms most dear to us, freedom of speech. The more freedom there is to put forth any communication, the more welcoming the environment for mind viruses. Some mind viruses arise spontaneously, some are created intentionally, but all of them share one thing in common. Once created, a virus of the mind gains a life independent of its creator and evolves quickly to infect as many people as possible. Viruses of the mind are not some far-off future worry. They're here with us now, have been with us since before recorded history, and they're evolving to become better and better at their job of infecting us. Our parents unwittingly infected us when we were kids. If you have children, chances are that you are spreading viruses to them every day. Read a newspaper? Catch a mind virus. Listen to the radio? Catch a mind virus. Hang out with your friends and shoot the breeze about nothing in particular? Catch one mind virus after another. If your life isn't going the way you would like, you can bet mind viruses are playing a large part. Having relationship problems? Mind viruses take over parts of your brain and divert you from what would give you long-term happiness. Having trouble in your job or career? Mind viruses cloud your future and steer you along a career path that supports their agenda, not your quality of life. Cult religions are springing up everywhere, the result of more and more powerful mind viruses. These cults take control of people's minds and make members engage in bizarre behavior ranging from odd rituals to mass suicide. If you think you're immune, remember, nobody ever set out intentionally to join a cult and have their mind taken over. It's the work of tricky and pernicious mind viruses. And once the founder of the cult starts the process, the virus of the mind takes on a life of its own. Because of mass media and direct elections, the U.S. and other governments are becoming more and more subject to infection by mind viruses. A politician today cannot be elected without coming up with an effective image that pushes people's buttons and gets the votes. Politicians' well-crafted images are hooks into some of the most elaborate and pervasive mind viruses infecting society today. What brand of soft drink do you buy?